Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Thank you, Sam, for coming and joining us this morning. Because, well, tell our listeners what you've done this morning.
Well, I get up at 2:30,
yeah.
Drive to Newcastle, work for Chris, and then he was lucky enough, and I was lucky enough for him to let me go early this morning to get back here to do an interview with you.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. So you get up at 2:30 and you drive to Newcastle.
Yeah.
And ride work,
yep,
for a couple of hours, and then you end up driving back home here to Muswellbrook. And you've got a, how old's the, I'm going to say baby, but how old now?
He's 15 months old.
15 months. He's a bit more than a baby now. How has it been, because you've come back from injury as well. You had your first rides on Monday at Scone. How's it all been for you?
It's been really good. Obviously been a little bit easy at the moment, and it's only going to get busier, but I'm all for it. Yeah. And I've got a great support behind me, so it's exciting.
Do you want to get more ride? Do you want to ride more? Do you want to travel for those rides? How do you see it now that you're a mum?
Obviously, I still have to travel.
Yep.
As you do, I've got to kick back on, and I'd love to be, if not better than where I was previously. So I've got a long way to go yet, but I'm determined to do it. So travelling's going to come with it, but I also have to bear in mind I have a family as well,
yeah,
and I've still got to make time for them.
Yeah. Can I ask you, and I know you're probably sick and tired of people saying, but you've come back from not only being a mum, but also from injury. Was there a point in that you thought, I won't come back?
Oh, originally I did have a big discussion about not coming back, but when you got the bug for it, it's very hard to shake. So yeah. I'm very glad I did.
And you drive,
make a decision.
I mean, you must be wrapped with this new freeway just to drive into Newcastle. How many times during the week do you drive in? Please don't say once.
No, I do 5 days a week.
Fair
with Chris.
Dingham.
So I have 1 day off a week here just to give that my body a bit of a break from the early mornings. So he's wonderful in that aspect, and the freeway makes it, it makes it easy.
It must make it so better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just whether if you leave Newcastle just at, like, say, 8:15, it gets a bit boring getting out. It takes a bit longer, but yeah, it very often that happens.
But 2:30, 5 mornings a week.
Yeah.
Is there a time when that alarm bell goes at 2:30 that you think, why in the hell am I doing this at 2:30? There's not much traffic around at 2:30, Sam.
No, I'm pretty good at the moment. I think because I'm so keen and so eager,
yeah,
I'm pretty good at the moment. Obviously, it'll catch up and I will get tired, but yeah, when that happens, I'll just have a day off and yeah, Chris will be good like that.
You mentioned Chris. Chris Lees is who you ride for. He's got such a stable at the moment. He hates probably talking about how strong his stable is because you never know with horses, but he's got a very strong team that you must enjoy riding some of those.
Yeah, definitely. He's got a great team, and especially those stayers at the moment heading towards the Sydney Cup between Red Cardinal and Fairlight and Big Duke. They're both, the whole three of them, they're both lovely horses to ride, and Fairlight's a bit of a task, but he's good work anyway.
Sounds like you're doing some work there personally, are you?
Trying to set more so Malcolm Ollerton, but I fill in when he doesn't.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't have time.
Dwayne Dowell's here as well, the club secretary at Muswellbrook. You haven't got riders there, have you? Have you got any rides here on Sunday, Sam?
Got 3 so far.
3, that's good. Anything in any of the? Have you got a 2-year-old ride?
No.
Okay.
I've got one for Chris in the class on maiden 1750. It's coming back out of the provincial championship heat at Newcastle,
right,
back to a mate like class on maiden. So it's drawn soft, so it's got to be right in it. Then I'm one of my partner's horse in the 66,000, and I've just picked up one for Luke Morgan, 2 in a maiden, 1,000.
Okay, so you got 3 rides and the opportunity of maybe 1 or 2 others. This is a magnificent facility here, isn't it?
It is. It's a great facility, and the track is in immaculate condition too.
It is. As I said earlier, I'd love to have grass like it. I should know, I hate asking questions that I don't know the answer to, but can I ask you who your partner is?
Tim McIntosh.
Okay, I remember Tim's had a couple of nice horses along the road too, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got a horse coming here, actually, Cup Day to the Wayne Harris Open 1280 Starshaft. He's been running some nice races in town. He'd be ready to go third up.
Okay, so that's on Friday week, tomorrow week.
Friday week, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And how many does Tim train? How many do you look after? Because when I rang you yesterday to organise this, you were cleaning out boxes. He doesn't mind working the partner either, does he?
No, but it's a kind of a joint business. We both got to do it. So
yeah.
He's got 25 at the moment, but there'll probably be 30 there by the end of the month.
Yeah, okay. Well, that gives you confidence with what you're doing.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Dwayne, just finally with you, the build-up to Sunday, we urge people in the area, wherever you're listening, back in Sydney, as Sam said, the freeway is just magnificent. Now, if you live in Newcastle, come out and enjoy racing. It's going to be warm wherever we are in the state on Sunday, but it's plenty of area for you to lounge around and enjoy the day.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I'm probably biased, Andrew, but I think we've got one of the most beautiful grounds in country racing. There's plenty of shaded areas for families to get out, and we promote our Sundays as family-friendly days with jumping castles and plenty of things on for the kids as well. We've got a few innovative things. We've got a footy code sprint on Sunday as well, so all the local footy teams, soccer, rugby league, rugby union are all going to be racing against each other to see who's got the fastest footy player in the upper hundred.
You better have some cool stuff at the end, given it's going to be about 35 degrees.
There'll be plenty of rehydration, I would say, after that, for sure.
Yeah, no, that's good. So we ask, if you haven't been to Muswellbrook, come out and enjoy it. And then the following Friday, that's tomorrow week, you've got your cup meeting.
That's right. So we've got our two biggest days 5 days apart. This is the first time that's happened. We used to run our cup Melbourne Cup Day, and then for a couple of years it was the end of November. We've made the change now. This is where it'll stay. Already looking at the fields of the wild card, I'm really satisfied that change is going to work. And, a bumper 2 days coming up.
And tomorrow week, TK and Laurie will be here with the full broadcast from 5:30 in the morning. But look, mate, it's been great just to come up and have these guests drop in. As I say, I've driven past through Muswellbrook on multiple occasions and have never been to the racetrack. So it's been good just to get the opportunity of meeting everyone locally and informing everybody about Sunday.
Yeah, thanks very much for coming up, Andrew. And, yeah, we look forward to next week as well when TK and Laurie come up. Charity Golf Day the day before, Cup Day, and then they're here for the big sports breakfast on Friday morning.
Yeah, watch out for Lizzie Jolts and Glenn Munsey. They're all around the place.
Yep, they're all coming up.
What are you laughing when I say Munsey's name, Sam? What do you think when I say Munsey's name? What do you think?
Nothing bad anyway.
Munsey's sitting at home going, oh, geez, no, please. All right, well, that's about our program. We've run over. I apologise for all that, but it's been fantastic to get everyone in.